For some music lovers, Henry Purcell remains the greatest of all English composers. He was born in London in 1659 and died there just 37 years later. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new recording of Purcell's score for The Faerie Queen, performed by the French Baroque ensemble Les Arts Florissants.
Henry Purcell is the composer of the first great English opera, Dido and Aeneas, but most of his work for the theater is in the form of not-so-incidental music for plays. In 1692, he wrote over 2 hours of music for a production of The Faerie Queen, which is an adaptation not of the long allegorical poem by Edmund Spenser, but of Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream. The score includes preludes, symphonies, and dance music, some of which was meant to be played while the audience was being seated. 5 full-scale musical entertainments, called masks, interrupt the action of each act. The mind-bogglingly elaborate production must have lasted nearly 6 hours. The scenic directions call for a river arched by 2 great dragons forming a bridge, flying machines drawn by horses or peacocks, and a garden of fountains enriched with gilding and adorned with statues. In the center was a fountain spouting water 12 feet high. The production was so expensive, it had to be revived the following year with additional music to earn back its losses. Of course, the glory of The Faerie Queen was Purcell's score. Its range is astonishing, from the farcical to the romantic to the profoundly solemn and spiritual. For example, here's the comic scene of The Drunken Poet, sung by Bernard Delettre. Les Arts Florissants play with tongue-in-cheek wooziness under conductor William Christie.
I am drunk, drunk as I live, boys as I live, boys as I live, boys drunk. I am drunk, drunk as I live, boys as I live, boys drunk.
Another hilarious scene is the dialogue between an amorous peasant and his coy mistress, who refuses to be kissed until she can be kissed, quote, for good and all. As in the original production, both parts are sung by men. Here are bass Bernard Delettre and countertenor Jean-Paul Fouchécourt.
I tell you again, again and again, maids must never kiss no man. No, 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 no. No kissing at all, no, 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 no kissing at all. I'll not kiss till I kiss you for good and all.
Not kiss you at all,
no, 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 no.
Not kiss you at all,
no, 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 no.
Not at all,
no kissing at all.
Not kiss you at all,
no, no, no.
Why no?
No, 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 no.
Why no?
No kissing at all,
no,
no, no, no, no.
Why no?
Some of the music of The Faerie Queen plumbs unexpected depths, like the second act mask of night, mystery, secrecy, and sleep, which is presented to help Titania, the queen of the fairies, fall asleep, or the third act mask of the four seasons. The most moving aria is the lover's plaint, O Let Me Weep, with its sobbing violin obbligato. The soprano is Lynn Dawson.
Thank you.
This welcome recording of the Fairy Queen is by the French group Les Arts Florissants, directed by the American William Christie. The playing and the singing, if not sublime, are lively, articulate, touching, and full of character. Many critics consider their recent production of Lully's opera Atys, the first performances in over 300 years, one of the major events in the early music revival. Their fully staged version of The Fairy Queen was the hit of last summer's festival at Aix-en-Provence. I hope they bring the entire production to America soon. I want to see that 12-foot fountain.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new recording of Purcell's The Fairy Queen on the Harmonia Mundi label.